Because there was a condition of the Shagam of Yehuda Mesechus Erevin Daf Chav Hey. Look, the Gemara, if someone wants to decrease the size of a karfif that wasn't enclosed, Lashem Dira. So now he wants to make it less than a base of Sayim. So by planting trees in the area that's greater than the base of Sayim won't help because it's still considered part of the karfif. If he puts a pillar, which is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide in it, that area is considered to reduce the area of the karfif. If the pillar is less than 3 tvachim wide, it will not reduce the area of the karfif. If the pillar is between 3 and 4 tvachim wide, Rabbah said it does decrease the area of the karfif because it's greater than the amount allowed for Lovin, and Rava says it does not decrease the area because less than 4 tefachim is not a makom chashuv, and therefore it remains part of the karfif. The same concept would apply if someone erects a wall in the karfif to re-enclose it for l'shem dira. If the wall is placed 4 tefachim away from the karfif wall, it's considered a new enclosure. If it's less than 3 tefachim, it's not. Between 3 and 4, it's machlekes Rabbah and Rava. Rav Simi says machlekes in both cases is only where it's less than 3 tefachim. However, if there's 3 tefachim, all would agree that since it can't be considered Lovin, it creates a separate area and a new wall. If someone reduces the size of a karfif by adding a thick layer of mud onto the inside of the karfif wall, if the mud is thick enough to stand on its own without being attached to the wall, it's considered enough to reduce the size of the karfif. If the mud can't stand on its own, then Rabbah says it still reduces the karfif because right now it's standing, although it's attached to the wall. And Rabbah says that it does not reduce the karfif because it's considered to be insignificant because it can't stand on its own. If a karfif which is not enclosed, l'shem dira, and it's larger than a base of Siam, and it has a mound that's 10 tefachim high as one of its walls, and then one re-encloses the karfif for residential purposes, l'shem dira, by erecting a wall 4 tefachim away from the mound, it's good. It's considered a good re-enclosure. If it's less than 3 tefachim from the mound, or if it's placed on top of the mound, then there's machlok between Rav Chista and Rav Nuna. One says it's good, one says it's not good. We can prove that Rav Chista is the one who says it is good. Because we find that if one erects a wall on top of an existing wall, Rav Chista says it's effective for purposes of Shabbos to re-enclose a karfif, but ineffective in acquiring the property of a ger who has no, we're talking about a ger who has no yarshim, in which case the halacha is that the first person to make an act of kinyan on the property would acquire it. Rav Shesha says that it's ineffective for Shabbos purposes. So you see, Rav Chista would hold that putting a wall on top would be effective. Rav Chista said that Rav Sheshes would agree with me that a wall erected atop a mound would be effective because people use the area on top of the mound, and the wall is therefore considered to be a wall for them, therefore it's considered to be a wall for all purposes as well. Rabbi Bar Chana asked, according to Rav Hamnun and Rav Sheshes, who say that a wall built atop of an existing wall is ineffective, what happens if the original wall sunk into the ground and now only the new wall exists? Can it be effective as being reenclosed or not? My answer is, if he was asking about the case of acquiring the property of a ger, it would not be effective because we find that Yirmiyahu be wrong, the name of Yehuda said that an improvement to the property of a ger, which would act as a kinyan, which happens by itself, is not a good kinyan. And these walls happen by themselves because they only become effective by the sinking of the original walls. If he was acting about these walls reenclosing a karfif for l'shem dira, then it will be effective because it would consider like a wall that was created on Shabbos, and a brisa teaches that a wall that created on Shabbos has a full din of a wall. Mari asks, Rav Nachman says that a wall created on Shabbos is only considered a wall deraisa lechumra. Mari says, he says that regarding a wall that was intentionally created on Shabbos, our wall, in our case, it was created on its own, therefore it's different. We find that Rav Nachman passing in an actual case that erecting a wall upon an existing wall was ineffective to acquire the property of a ger. Zok the Gemara, if a karfif is 3 base saw and not enclosed for residential purposes, and one of the 3 base saw is roofed, Rabbah says the areas combine and it's a karfif of 3 base saw, which one may not carry on. Rav Zeira says that the areas don't combine because we say that pitik or yari v'saisim, the edge of the roof comes down and closes off the area by acting as a wall, thereby separating it from the unroofed area, and therefore the unroofed area is only a base of sayim, and therefore you're allowed to carry in both areas because each area is separate. Mari asks, if there's a roof structure in an open field, Rav says you're allowed to carry in it. The edge of the roof comes down and seals off the area, and Shmuel says, that you're not allowed to carry there. Can we say that Rab and Rav Zeira are arguing in the same machlekes? Mara says Rab and Rav Zeira agree that regarding a straight roof, we say pitik or yari v'saisim. They're arguing in a case where the karfif has a roofed, a slanted roof. That's where they argue whether or not you say pitik or yari v'saisim. Mara says Rav Zeira says that he agrees that it's also to carry in a karfif that's open in its entirety to a chotzer because the area of the chotzer joins the area of the karfif and makes the karfif larger than the base of Siam. Rav Yosef asks, the karfif alone is not larger than the base of Siam and therefore mutter to carry in. The chotzer is mutter to carry in as well. It was even mutter to carry between the karfif and the chotzer before the wall broke down. If so, why would it become usur once the wall breaks down? The chotzer, which is a residential enclosure, can't be said to combine to the karfif to make it exceed the limit of base of Siam. Abaya says, you're obviously asking according to Rav Shimon who allows a transfer between a chotzer and a karfif. But even according to him, Rav Zeira is discussing a case where the karfif was exactly a base of Siam, and now that the wall has fallen, the empty space where the wall once stood, where the thickness of the wall once stood, that little space, that's the part that joins the karfif and makes the karfif into an area larger than a base of Siam. and that's why it becomes also to carry there. The Gemara says there was once an orchard larger than the base of Sinai, which used the palace wall as one of the walls to enclose it, and that was the wall that enclosed it for Lishum Dira. The palace wall abutting the orchard collapsed, leaving no wall enclosing it for Lishum Dira. Rav Bibi thought to say that an inner wall of the palace can now be relied upon for this purpose. Rav Papi said that those walls are made for the inside, not for the outside, and therefore they can't be relied on to be the wall that was built Lishum Dira, to be mukhav L'Shem Dira.